Okay, this is the Pacifica National Board meeting, redo, of May 25th, 2011. The time is 5:46 p.m. Pacific Time, 8:46 p.m. Eastern. Summer Reese, Chair, Bill Crozier, Vice Chair, Carolyn Burton, Secretary. If you could call the roll, please, Carolyn. Thank you.
All right, thank you. That I heard. Rodrigo Argueta?
Here.
Rodrigo Argueta, here.
I'm over here. Here.
Thank you. Aaron is here. Lydia Brazon?
Here.
Lydia Brazon is here. Summer Reese is here. Tracy Rosenberg?
Present.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Here.
Tracy Rosenberg is here. Andrea Turner?
Present.
Andrea Turner, I don't hear you. Andrea Bediaco?
I say present.
Present, I'm sorry.
Andrea is here.
Thank you. If you could mute. Thank you. Nia Bediaco?
Present. Present.
Nia Bediaco is here. Carolyn Burton is here. Kathy Davis asked for an excuse absence.
It's just noise. Please mute your phone. You can't hear anything now.
Andrea, could you mute? That was your phone. Someone else. Could you mute? Thank you. Kathy Davis asked for an excused absence. She's working on the fund drive. Ellen Steinberg?
Present.
Okay, Steinberg is present. Teresa Allen?
Present.
Teresa Allen is here. Jessica Colinar?
Thank you, Steph. Here.
Colinar is here. Wesley Benson?
Here.
Christian is here. Bill Crozier?
I'm here.
Crozier is here. Renee Bush. Support, I don't hear you. Campbell Johnson?
Present.
Johnson is here. Kimmy Orendorf?
Did you hear me?
I heard you, yes. I'm sorry, Johnson is present. Yes. Kimmy
okay,
Orendorf?
Thank you.
Kimmy Orendorf, I don't hear you. Marcel Reed?
Here.
Marcel Reed is here. Apia Montaza? Heather Gray, I don't hear you. Madam, we do have a quorum.
Thank you. It still sounds like an incredible wind tunnel, so if...
Carolyn, this is Heather. I'm here.
Oh, hi, Heather. That makes 16.
Sorry, my mute was on. No problem.
Point of information, Tracy Rosenberg did answer the roll call.
Yes, I heard her.
Yes,
also.
I know. I have her. I have her.
Yes, she did.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. There's too much noise on this line. Could everyone please mute yourself if you're not talking?
If it goes on like this, it may be necessary for people to hang up and call back in because it's possible to hear
each other. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear.
My point exactly, Campbell. Is there anyone who did not hear your name call? Anyone who has not knocked on one yet?
I did not hear my name called. This would be Sierra.
Hi, Sierra. Thank you. Can you please mark a seal on God as present also? And is there anyone else on the call who did not hear your name called? Okay. Thank you. Again, we need to resolve the noise issue, and I hope we're not going to spend 20 or 30 minutes trying to do so. Everyone, please mute your phone.
No,
if for some reason you are not able to
move your phone.
And
Levine are on
the call. Thank you so much. If you are not able for some reason to figure out how to mute your phone, please hang up for a moment. And when you call back in, I just realize who you are. I would think everyone should be able to keep talking on one, but if for some reason you're not able to mute your phone, please hang up and call back in so we can identify the problem is coming from because
here.
Hi, Bill.
Sounds the same.
This is Lydia here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah. So maybe it's somebody who didn't disconnect or who was the first to sign back on.
This is Nia. Bill, I just came on.
It wasn't me.
I have to go back on mute.
Hey, the sound just went away. It's quiet now. Whoever muted themselves, you fixed it.
Ah, it's on. Thank you. Whomever that is, thank you. Okay. Yay, progress. Okay, now that we can actually hear each other, is there any objection to approving the agenda?
At the end, this is Sophia.
Yeah, Sophia, go ahead, please.
At the end of the last meeting, I made a motion for of the
go ahead and speak up, Afia. I can't hear you.
Noise is back.
Yep, the noise is back.
Boone's back.
It's Alex. I'm back, too.
Uber called in about 10 seconds ago. You may be the problem.
Yeah, what the noise is back. Come on the line.
It really seems to be associated with Alex.
Carolyn is back.
The noise is back.
I'm going to disconnect once more and come back on. You'd let me know if there's any change.
All right.
Oh, my. Ooh.
Ah. Guess that answers that question.
All right, it's like blowing your nose. Fresh air.
Norman Finkelstein, on the show before.
I'm sorry? Okay, well, that does seem to perhaps be the source of our noise. Now it's back on. Okay. Afia, do you want to try speaking again, and we'll see if we maintain the quiet that we can hear, or if the noise comes back?
I'm back.
Must be Alex.
I think it might be associated with your phone because the noise did seem to go away when you left the call. So I don't know.
Can you have Alex acknowledge that he heard what you just said, Summer?
Alex, can you hear me?
This is Alex. What did you say?
I think the noise may be associated with your phone, but it got quiet when you left the call. So,
you think it's my phone?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, right now, okay. I had it muted. I don't know why you should be hearing anything. Okay, I'm gonna disconnect for several minutes, and I'll come back.
Okay, thank you, Alex. Sorry about that. Oh, yes. Much quieter. Okay, thank you. Okay, God almighty, the technology is half the battle, huh? Okay, Afia, I'm sorry, you were speaking. Please, if you could go ahead and resume.
At the end of the last meeting, I made a motion to rescind the motion that was passed regarding the affiliate task force, and I don't see it on the agenda.
I apologize. That may have been an oversight.
Pepper?
Yes?
Madam Chair, point of information?
Yes. Go ahead, Teresa.
Teresa. Madam Chair, I think it is on the agenda under new business.
That's her actual motion because it was seconded during the meeting, but that's the motion to rescind. That was an oversight because you did make a motion to rescind. I do recall that, and that should be on the agenda.
I'm sorry. The motion to rescind should be on the agenda or the motion itself?
What about both? Actually, there are two separate issues. She had put forward a motion. It was seconded, so it should be on the agenda, but she had also put forward a motion to rescind the motion
that was passed. That should be in the minutes.
So is it in the minutes? I don't
believe it is. I don't recall, but I don't believe it is.
Can you give us one second? I'll take a look at the minute. I do recall you're saying it, though, Afia, so, I mean, I'm not doubting that. So in terms of where it should go on the agenda, it's really the
I'm sorry, I'm getting confused.
Okay, Afia had made a motion to rescind. She had noticed a motion to rescind the motion that was passed out of the affiliates task force, which is separate than the motion that she also had placed on the agenda. So it's really the issue of where it should be placed on the agenda, quite frankly. So,
Madam Chair, may I say something? It's Teresa.
Of course, Teresa.
I would just like to suggest that if a motion does not come out of a committee or a body, if it's from an individual, it should not be given the highest priority. I know that the motion to rescind only having one more face-to-face meeting was given a higher priority because we had a limited time to actually have those meetings. But directors can't just come up with motions and have them precede motions that have already been discussed in committee or, in this case, at the task force.
Yes, I very well hear you on that. And it doesn't have the same priority. So one moment here, and there we go. If you'll give me 1 second.
I will
give you guys an answer to this, okay?
Summer, this is Nia. When you get a chance, I'd like to be recognized. I'm going to go back on mute.
Of course. Thank you. Okay. Okay.
What's that?
Okay. Okay, in order to rescind a motion, it takes at least a two-thirds vote unless the membership has received a previous notice, and I'm looking for where it would go in the priority. And you gave prior notice.
Summer, this is Bill.
Yes, Bill, please.
I don't know if it's in Robert, but our tradition's been put it under new business because I know there have been other missions to rescind, and they linger there for months sometimes until we get to them.
Well, I was afraid that's actually the conclusion I was coming to from looking at Robert's here. So
I had a motion like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I apologize, but I think that is because it doesn't have a time priority in the same way that – and the other one has a time priority, and we still haven't gotten to it in the last month and a half. So I think it'll go under new business properly before consideration of the alternative motion there. So we'll amend the agenda accordingly so that it's on the agenda. Can you make a note of that, Carolyn, please?
Point of order, Nia,
yes, I'm doing
recognized.
That.
Thank you. I'm sorry. What about Mia?
She has to be recognized. She's staying on mute, waiting to be recognized.
Yes. No, I know that, Ken. Thank you. I'm finishing with one point of order at a time. Okay, so you've made a note of that, correct, Carolyn, so that it'll be placed on the agenda under new business.
Yeah, first under new business.
Thank you. Okay, Mia, can you hear me? Go ahead and unmute yourself, please. Is that you, Mia?
Madam Chair.
Hello? Yes, here I am. Hello? Remember, I'm on my mute. There's a delay. Sorry.
Hi, of course.
I have to go to a quiet place.
Go ahead.
I sent out the personnel committee motions to you and Bill on May 9th, and I have not been around for 2 weeks, so I don't know if they're on the agenda. Are they on the agenda?
They should be on the agenda under the... I sent them on to Carolyn. They should be on under the personnel report. Did they not make it into this revised edition? Perhaps not. I have to be honest. I did not see them on May 9th because I got an email regarding an attachment. There wasn't one there. So if it was in the body of the minute, perhaps I missed it because of that. But I see it on Monday when you sent it.
Okay.
No,
yeah,
I'm afraid it is not. The personnel committee is
one second. Could you please get the secretary in order? Hello?
What
you sent an email, I can't remember the date now, saying that when motions come out of committees, to please send the minutes along with the vote count to you, and that they will be on the agenda. I don't recall, now I could be misremembering, saying to send it to the secretary or whatever. I sent it to you, and I CC'd Bill. It's since... And that was on May 9th. So I don't understand. Okay. And Bill is acknowledging that he got it then. And what I said was the motion was interspersed in the minutes. I didn't want to alter the minutes. And I followed your rules, Summer. So I don't understand why it's not on the agenda. Now, if something has changed.
You sent me a specific email saying that the motions were attached, and I sent you back an email saying there were no motions attached.
That's not what it says. That's not what it said. It said that the motions, No. It is not regardless. The motion specific, the email said it's interspersed in the minutes. So that's exactly what it said. And when I re-forwarded it to you, I forwarded you exactly what I sent to you. So I'd like to know, if it's not on the agenda, when will it be on the agenda?
I did receive it on Monday. It was supposed to be on the agenda. I would appreciate in the future, since the secretary is involved in preparation of the agenda, if the secretary were also copied on items for inclusion in the agenda, because that would be helpful. But we did have back-and-forth email communication, which I didn't receive the motions. I did receive the minutes and the motions on Monday. I fully acknowledge that. So they should be in the agenda, so we'll amend the agenda accordingly. If people do not have what I believe most people did receive what you sent out, Nia, so Carolyn, can you please also amend the agenda to include the two personnel committee motions?
Ken to the stack on that.
Thank you. Go ahead, Ken.
If it hadn't been the copy I received of those motions, was addressed to the PNB, and I made a response to it and distributed that to the PNB. So the PNB, in one form or another, has received the copies of those motions.
Oh, I know.
So it would be very appropriate to just add it on the agenda under personnel.
Correct.
Committee reports.
Thank you. Yes. No, and I know because there's been a lot of commentary about them, so I know people did see the motions, and, you know, many people have obviously read them as well. But, Carolyn, can you go ahead and... just note under the personnel committee report that there are two motions.
I will note there are two motions. I got something from Ken, but it had no date of a meeting and no count of the ballot, so I wasn't sure what to do with that, and I think I just did not follow up. I think I asked Ken if there had been motions, and I didn't get a direct answer back. Could someone, Ken perhaps, or Mia, send me the motion?
This is Bill. I just called the PNB.
This is Nia Summer. Summer, for some reason I got muted. I hope we're not going to start this crap all over again. That I got muted.
Point of order,
but
please watch your
But I just came back in. But I just
Nobody
came back
like,
in.
Nan, nobody was trying to cut you off or anything. And nobody was trying to...
I
specifically said that...
You don't know
had
that.
It's an error that...
Bill.
Go ahead, Bill.
I can't hear.
I just forwarded a few minutes ago the email from Nia, and it has the motions in it. It's not an attachment.
Yeah,
it's in the email.
So who?
I sent it
so
all over
to B&B. So wait a second. So who's alleging that he or she hasn't gotten it? Because I certainly CC'd the B&B.
I'm sorry. I have a bunch of minutes, but and there are lots of things in here, Bill.
He just sent them again, Nia. I don't think we need to argue over this. Nobody intentionally left them out of the agenda, Nia. They appropriately belong there. They came out of committee. They're part of the personnel committee report, our motions that came out of committee. The motions have been just forwarded again to the entire P&B, so the entire body has an opportunity to look at them as well. And as long as Carolyn amends the agenda accordingly, that the personnel committee has two motions that when we get to that portion, those motions can be discussed. It wasn't done intentionally, Nia.
Carolyn here, please. It was not done intentionally, but now I am confused. I have a set of minutes. Could someone forward the motion to me, as I requested some time ago? Just the motion, not the entire minutes. But the motion was the count and the date of the meeting. Thank you. I'd appreciate that.
Thank you. Point of information. Is it the point of information, Summer?
Of course, Nia. Go ahead, please.
I have a point of information.
Yeah.
Exactly. What is your policy now on getting these motions? Do you still want the minutes with the motions in there, or exactly what do you want?
Well,
I
never asked for the minutes with motions. I asked for vote count with motions so that the P&B can see what the percent, you know, if it passed, you know, 9-0 or if it passed by a 1-vote margin. That's all I ever wanted was just the vote count with motion so that, you know, because when things pass unanimously, it usually says passed unanimously. I would appreciate if the secretary were also copied on those things, and it would be helpful if we got copies of the minutes just for record-keeping purposes. But in terms of motions ending up on the agenda, it would be helpful if motions came not in the body of minutes, but just as motions with what their vote count was. That's all. Just at the bottom of what the motion is, passed, you know, 7-3, whatever. But that would be, and I believe that's what I had intended to communicate before. And if that wasn't properly communicated, I apologize. But that's all that's really necessary for getting things on the agenda is the motion with the vote count coming out of committee. And minutes are helpful for records. And
I'd like to call approval of the minutes. We're way beyond time on approving the agenda.
Could you please stop interrupting until people are finished?
Call for approval of the agenda.
Okay. Thank you, Ken. Anyway, just for clarity so everyone understands, that all that's necessary is the actual motion with the vote count. I don't need the minutes in order to put something on the agenda, okay? But if you would also copy the secretary, I would appreciate that because she functionally participates in the preparation of the agenda. So anyway, so thank you. Sorry for the confusion. I think everyone does have a copy of the motions at this point, I certainly hope. I know I read quite a bit of commentary going back and forth on them. So,
Carolyn here, Madam Chair. May I be recognized?
Of course, Carolyn. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I think we need to appoint a timekeeper. We did not do that yet.
Okay, thank you. Ken, are you able to act as a timekeeper? Or Bill? Or Bill, are you? No, well...
I can do it if you want.
Are you able to do that? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. I would appreciate that because that is part of the problem when we go so long, even on specific items, not necessarily specific individual people, we run way over time. So thank you. Okay, so are there any other corrections, changes, amendments to the agenda? Okay. Is there any objection to approving the agenda as amended? And hearing none? Thank you. We'll consider the agenda approved so that we can move forward with the amendments. I believe three sets of minutes have been provided to the body. Have individuals had an opportunity to review those minutes? And are there any we'll take them one at a time. We have the meeting minutes of May 12th, which would be the very last meeting. Are there any corrections or objections to approving those minutes? And I'll give everyone a chance to unmute in case there's anybody muted who wants to comment. Okay, and hearing none, Madam Secretary? Hello? All right. Approval of the minutes of May 12th, if there are no objections.
Hello?
Hello?
This is Nia.
Hi, Nia.
I haven't had a chance to read them because I've basically been away for 2 weeks, so I would just like to abstain.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. Okay. Hi, Alex? Hi,
I can't hear.
Hi, who's that? Okay, excellent. Whoever it is muted his or her phone, thank you. Okay, so if there are no objections, we have one abstention for the minutes of May 12th. Otherwise, Carolyn, can you...
Lydia?
Abstain also, Campbell Johnson.
And Lydia.
And Lydia. Okay, we have three abstentions. Okay.
That's four. Hello, Andrea.
Andrea, okay.
Yeah.
I think we probably need to call the roll just because we have... are there any other abstentions or objections? Because we can... Okay. Carolyn, do you have the four abstentions? Okay. Carolyn, you're probably muted.
Sorry, four abstentions. Yes, I have that. Thank you.
Thank you. And if there are no other objections or abstentions, then we can move on to the next set of minutes. We have meeting minutes for April 7th. Are there any objections or abstentions to the meeting minutes of April 7th? That would be 4-7.
This is Lydia.
Okay.
Yes, I think Alex sent out some of the corrections to that meeting, although I think he said 17th, but he meant April. He meant the 7th.
Okay.
Seventh meeting, where the vote on the substitute, on the motion to have a substitute.
Yes.
Was not in there. And I'm not home, so I can't look to verify that. But
okay, so perhaps we want to come back to that set of minutes, because I think Alex may not be on the call because of the phone issues, since he raised issues about them.
And the other issue is that when Nia has raised the issue about a roll call vote being recorded for the minutes.
Yes.
Everybody keeps saying, well, this is automatically a roll call vote. When it's asked to be in the minutes, that's what it means. So that was absent, according to Alex.
Okay, thank you, Lydia. Okay, so it sounds like we may have a couple of issues with those minutes that we need to address. So thank you for bringing up those points.
Carolyn on the sack, please.
Carolyn, please.
Yes, I don't have those notes from Alex. When did they go out, please?
This afternoon, I think. I saw them very late.
Oh, all right. I missed them. Okay.
So I'm thinking perhaps we could just postpone approval of that set of minutes till next meeting so that those
corrections
can be addressed. Thank you. So we'll move to the other set of minutes, which is April 27th, 4/27. I know that date's correct because I remember what day we did it. Are there any objections or abstentions to approving the minutes of April 27th? Okay.
I abstain from approving.
This is Nia.
We can't hear you very well. Go ahead and try again, please.
This is Nia. I abstain.
You abstain from the approval of the minutes of April 27th. Okay, thank you, Athea.
Yeah, and this is Lydia. I also abstain.
Okay.
Campbell, too.
Campbell, okay. Anyone
and
else?
Nia, because I don't think I read those. I can't remember which. I know.
Okay.
Yeah,
read
me
those.
Too.
And Bill.
Me too. Andrea.
I think we probably should just call the roll at this point.
Okay, and Bill, you're saying you didn't get to review those minutes either?
Correct.
If there are people who haven't reviewed the minutes, should we, I would like to not let us fall too far behind. Perhaps we'll go ahead and postpone approval of those minutes as well. And everyone, if you could please take the time to read the two sets of minutes from April. We'll deal with any corrections on the first set of minutes.
Okay.
But if there's no objection, then I would go ahead and suggest that we postpone approval till the next meeting so that everyone could please just take a look at it and see if you have any issues with those minutes, okay? As they are part of our corporate records, it is important that we review them and approve minutes and have them as part of our records. So, all right, so if there's no objection, then, Carolyn, we'll go ahead and postpone approval of the two sets of April minutes, all right?
Yes, fine. Thank you.
Thank you so
much. Is there any corrections, though? Is there any corrections? I'm not sure why these are postponed. Except for Nia, that she hasn't had time. But if there's corrections, I'd appreciate them as soon as possible. Thank you.
Yes, please.
I was not the only one who said that.
Yes, no, I think about six people actually said they hadn't read the April 27th minutes yet. So that's a pretty high proportion. So perhaps we should go ahead and just ask everyone to please review the minutes so that they're not abstaining just because they didn't get to see them yet. And
thank
if there
you.
Are corrections, please send them out as soon as possible so that there's an opportunity to include the corrections and get them back out to people. Thank you. Okay. Very good. That gets us past that. We are an hour and 45 minutes. I mean, we're 45 minutes into the call and 10 minutes to the agenda. So far, very good. Acknowledgement. I would like to go ahead and acknowledge Bill Crozier, whose father-in-law passed away this week, and to acknowledge the passing of his father-in-law and our condolences to our vice chair and to his wife. And thank you for being here tonight, Bill. We appreciate
you.
Your presence during this difficult time. And I don't know who else wants to acknowledge. Anyone?
Campbell.
Summer, this is Jess. Can I be on the stack?
Okay, Campbell, and then Jessica. Go ahead, Campbell.
Okay, thank you. I certainly extend my condolences to Bill, as well as I'm sure the rest of the PMB does. And I would also like to recognize or commend the WPFW family and our wonderful members, renewing and new members, for their support in terms of our latest fund drive, membership drive, where we were able to wipe out the deficit that we had in the winter drive, as well as to ultimately achieve the goal that we have and surpass the goal that we have for the spring drive. Kudos to all in the family.
Bravo.
Thank you. Summer, this is Jessica Stack. Yes, also acknowledge Bill and Campbell, that also I support that. I'd also like to acknowledge those members that joined us on the development meeting twice now. I've been real excited about hearing the things that we're doing or trying to do at all of our stations, and I just want to say thank you for those that had enough time. If you haven't had enough time, not a problem, no worries. We can have you next time, but thanks for those that have come out and given their ideas. So far, without you, this is as energetic and exciting for me. So thank you. That's from me.
Thank you, Jessica. Are there other acknowledgments from
LaVarne?
Hi, LaVarne. Please go ahead.
I'd like to express my condolences to Bill and his family, and also would like to express condolences to Margaret Prescott at KPFK, her mother passed.
Oh,
and,
thank you.
a wonderful, really, you know, of course, you guys who know Margaret, who she is, a programmer, and her mother has just a wonderful, you know, it's really a saga of you know, women in the 20th and going into the 21st century in terms of what her life was. It was just really, really moving to hear the history there. And I would also like to all the listeners who are listening in who have supported the fund drives, and to also commend WPFW on their last day that Saturday. The fundraising surpassed the previous daily high. So I really want to thank and commend the programmers and the staff at PFW and at every station that's fundraising at this time. And I have a little short report on that in terms of where we are. And also Arlene has the same report in terms of the fundraising. So, again, thank all the listeners and our condolences to staff and to board members of the family have made their transition at this time.
Thank you. Thank you, LaVar.
This is Lucia.
I'd like to make an announcement.
Go ahead.
And express my appreciation to Kathy Davis for her courageous and ethical defense against the vicious and scurrilous most recent public assault and encourage as an example of ethical behavior on this board. So I'd like to acknowledge her and thank her for that publicly.
Thank you, Afia. Are there any other acknowledgments? Okay. I think if there are none, we've probably reached the time on that item as well. So thank you, everyone. And yes, we'd like to acknowledge all of our listeners for supporting our five stations during these recent fund drives, as they so loyally do during all of our fund drives. So thank you to the public and the staff and volunteers as well. Okay, so next is a board chair report, and then on to the management reports, and on to the motions and the committee reports. So I would like to report that I think some very good work is going on in some of the committees, and I think I see some very definite progress in terms of addressing some of our financial and functional issues coming out of the FRAT committee. I think very good work is being done there. The committees that have not met yet, we've had a volunteer to step up and go ahead and convene the programming committee. Alex Steinberg has volunteered to go ahead and do that because it has not yet met. So I'm hopeful that all of the committees will have at least met shortly and that we'll be getting reports back from all of them. And I think we can go ahead and move on to management reports. So thank you. Go ahead. Arlene, would you like to go ahead and you're the first up on management reports.
Sure. I'd like to echo what LaVarne was saying about the fund drives and thanks to everyone. There's been a lot of hard work with this, and there's also a lot of thought and work going in on the part of the managers and the program directors as to what we can do to begin to turn this whole process around so that we can raise the money that we need in order to stay on the air, but also begin to cut back on the number of fund drive days. And, of course, part of that discussion is revolving around increasing listenership and what we do in terms of programming in order to do that. And so I'm really encouraged by the desire on the part of the managers to and the program directors to participate in that and to work toward those goals. In terms of the fund drive, WBAI is actually going through Monday, and at this point it looks like they will make their goal. They had a very exciting day yesterday with a tribute all day to Bob Dylan's 70th birthday. Unfortunately, financially, it wasn't a great success. It was probably the lowest week. It was the lowest weekday, I believe, that they've had during the entire drive. Maybe people were too busy listening to call. I'm not sure. But anyway, it was there was some very informative and enjoyable programming, certainly for those of us that came up through the 60s. WPFW has been the star on the chart so far. Not only did they increase their goal to include the dollars that they were short from the last fund drive, but then they exceeded that goal by $4,000. So I really want to congratulate them. There are, we know, many issues at WPFW, and that certainly shows a real attempt to deal with some of them. We also have issues there regarding some of the union issues, and so I will be at the request of the union attorney meeting with the union when I go to Washington in June. KPFT looks to me like they're going to be coming in just a little short from their fund drive. They finish on the 27th. KPFK has had a definite move in the right direction in the latter part of their fund drive, and so it looks to me like they very well may finish on budget by Friday. And KPFA came up is going to come up a little bit short. Early in the drive, it looked like they were going to come up very short, but they are. Their goal was $825,000, and they're probably going to come in about $740-something. So,
did you say KPFT? I'm sorry, you said KPFK twice. What'd you say about KPFT?
KPFT is going to come in a little short, I think. That's the way it looks to me. They finish on Friday, and I'm guessing that they're going to be probably $40,000 to $50,000 off their goal. We've been dealing a lot with the frat issues, as Summer mentioned. We are in contact with a number of, well, that'll be coming out as part of the frat report, so I'll refrain from talking much about it, but I've been doing a lot of exploration and a lot of talking and also steering the gathering of the information that we needed in order to make those contacts and to see if that's a good way for this organization to go. We're making some progress on some of the legal fronts, and I'm sure that we'll be dealing with that in closed session, but certainly a larger portion of my time than I wish it was necessary to spend has been dealt in dealing with the many legal issues that are facing this organization. All in all, I'm encouraged as to where we are this year, but we still have some big moves to make in order to come out of the year with expenses under income, and that's an absolute necessity. So it's going to take everything that we can do. We're just on the verge of getting our April reports totally in so that we can begin to analyze. For the seven-month point, where LeVarne will be reporting on the moves that she'll be making with the business managers in order to be taking a good look at what our finances look like, not just through the end of this fiscal year, but moving into the next fiscal year. On either Tuesday or Wednesday, as soon as she has had that meeting with the business managers to go over with them, among other things, the evaluation process, we will be sending the evaluations out to the people that are being invited to participate in that evaluation process. And I think that's about it for me, unless you have questions.
I have a question. This is Afia. I have a question.
Go ahead, Afia.
I understand that there is a question about whether or not Bob Dylan is violating the boycott of apartheid Israel, and if that was taken into consideration in spending the day honoring him?
I think we should reserve talking about that for closed session. I can give you some information.
Thank you.
Thank you, Afia. Thank you.
Ken to the stack.
Go ahead, Ken.
Arlene, could you please repeat the statement you made about the business manager evaluation?
Yes. LeVarne is going to be meeting with the business managers, as she'll be reporting next week, early in the week. As soon as she has met with them, we will be sending out the evaluation and hoping to finish that by early in July.
Thank you, Arlene.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ken. Are there any other questions, members, for the executive director at this point? Okay.
I would like to say something.
Go ahead, Teresa.
I'm going to get off the phone in 1 minute because someone called in to pledge to me. Because on our pledge drive, we have this Friday we have a certain group that's taking the pledges, so I send an email out to everyone and saying, you know, they're working the phones. If you want to pledge so they come in with some money, go for it. I'd like to ask our executive director, we're so blessed to have you, Arlene. Are you cultivating some potential big donors? And now that we have our new general managers' slots filled, are you anticipating that they can start developing some big donors, because I think that's something that has been ignored for so long, because we've been in, you know, between general managers. We haven't had people in these leadership positions to actually do that.
You are absolutely right, and yes, I'm beginning to put together some lists of names and ideas on who we can make contacts with and the ways that we can proceed with this, and I have been discussing this also with the general managers in our weekly meetings. I'd also like to say, you mentioned about the pledge that you just got a call about. I'd like to say that last night I was listening to KPFA as I left here. I don't know, it must have been about 9:15 or so, and Andrea was on the phone pitching, or was on the air pitching, and I have to say she was doing an excellent job. So good work, Andrea. You really sounded good, and I take it that your chorus was in there answering phones, too, or maybe yeah. Performing. I'm not sure.
Yes, thank you. Love doing it anytime.
Okay. We're at time for this.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Arlene. Thank you, Teresa. Okay, thank you, Arlene. And we'll go ahead and move to LaVarne's report now. Go ahead, LaVarne, CFO.
Okay.
And everyone, please do continue to identify yourself when you ask questions, not just for the secretaries, but also for the benefit of the stream, because the listening public may not be nearly as familiar with your voices as I am. So just keep that in mind. Thank you. And go ahead, LaVarne Williams, CFO. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. The report for May for today, May 25th. The Pacifica Foundation April year-to-date 2011 results show marked improvement over prior year 2010. However, the challenge remains to reduce a surplus at the end of this fiscal year. The spring fund drives that end this week are currently at a level of over $2.9 million in pledges at all five stations, which are about $450,000 in pledges short of the goal, the overall goal of about $3,360,000. On the revenue year-to-date, it totals $8.6 million, which is about $300,000 better than budget, and also about $300,000 better than prior year. The net income of over $360,000 is over $550,000 better than the budget, and also over $775,000 better than the prior year net income year to date. So let me emphasize that compared to prior year, we're doing there is marked improvement. And so at this time, we were actually at a loss last year. So at this time, we have a slight surplus in our net income, $60,000. But the results are not anything that we can, like, as they say, rest your laurels on, because our goals, what we have to do in order to return to a solvent foundation financial status, we have to produce a surplus at year-end. And in order to do that, we must continue to monitor and implement controls on spending in order to produce the surplus. And we must continue with our committees, like the FRAT committee, in terms of developing avenues to implement both controls and productivity, and actually to also get processes in place that we have not been able to do because of our not having the staff to do those things. So that should be positive. But the results for the month of April alone produced a loss of over $500,000. This compares to the loss in the month of January, which was also over $500,000. So in April there was a loss. In January there was a loss. The next upcoming month with the next major loss is July. So therefore it is imperative that the fall fund drive commence in the month of September at a number of the stations. The spring fund drives are trending toward the goal, as we noted. However, additional reductions and controls and variable expenses must be implemented over the next month, because we still have to reduce the major payables that are still here at the national office. And headcount, we're trying to track headcount to let you know what's happening there on a monthly basis. And we see that headcount is trending down from the beginning of the fiscal year, and is currently at about 105 full-time equivalents, or FTE, at the end of April, compared to about 115 at the end of October. And the staffing levels, we do expect increase in the month of May and in June because of support of the headcount, data entry, and everyone supporting the fund drive. The unrestricted cash in the bank totals about $1.1 million, and that's down about $100,000 from the prior month. In contrast, total payroll for the foundation, like in the month of April, was $560,000. So if you just look at that 1.1 we have in cash, unrestricted cash, that will only cover about 2 months of payroll. So this is not really a sufficient for our foundation to have just enough cash to cover 2 months of payroll. We need at least 3 months of reserves to cover all variable expenses and the payroll. And the cash reserves that are sufficient also are not sufficient to continue to pay down the balance of the major accounts payable. And the message is that controls must remain in place, and alternatives for cost savings and increase in productivity must continue to be explored in order for us to be successful at the end of the year, and also at the end of the first three quarters of the year. I've also included some of the budget planning priorities that we've talked about and met and discussed in various meetings, including the business managers meeting, as Arlene pointed out. We will be meeting next week in order to go over a number of issues. And one is the performance evaluation. The other is just basic, what we're doing, as I noted before, is to do training sessions as each part of our meeting. And some will be just in terms of how to use the general ledger, and the other will be on how to produce reports. So some of the budget priorities, of course, and we've talked about this in Finance Committee, is that we're looking at reducing the number of days of fundraising, you know, looking at ratios in terms of our targets as to where we want to be as compared to our solvency and to our working capital. The things that we're really looking at include the WPFW move, and also and construction costs, also the WBAI move and reconstruction. And also the issue on CPP funding, you know, until we can receive some firm assurance that we will receive some CPP funding, I would really like people to look at their budget and their planning, you know, as if you do or will not get it. And we also have the FSRN contract, which will come up again in October. And the other critical costs, which we've kind of talked about before, include the Democracy Now contract and also the contract for WBAI for the license fee at Empire State Building, which is going up to approaching $400,000 a year. And the other note I had sent out earlier when I sent you the preliminary numbers was that we got our report from the San Francisco Foundation. And overall return since the money was invested, I think it was effective July 1st of last year, the overall return net of administrative fees has totaled $73,000 on the $375,000 fund balance. And so that's a 19.5% interest, and compared to the San Francisco Foundation endowment pool assets, their return is 14.3, so we're doing it slightly better. And they also gave the information for what the last year return, the latest 1 year return from a year ago. So in comparison, on March the 31st, 2010, the San Francisco Endowment Pool assets had a return of 38.1%. So if we had the $375,000 we'd invested on March the 9th, 2009, we would have had a return of $142,500. So that's kind of where we are today. I've sent some reports, summary reports that go along with that. We've been really trying to generate more reports, and we have a balance sheet, but I should get that out. I'll send it out to the Finance Committee tomorrow. We've worked on that, and we've made some changes today. So we'll get that out, and also the cash flow, we'll get those out. So we've been trying to generate these reports and get them out and set up a format, a template to do that, so that it can be an ongoing monthly thing versus having to generate it each month. So that's kind of it for this month.
Thank you, LaVar.
Campbell for Stack.
Okay, I've got Ken and then Campbell, and I'll take other people after that. Go ahead, Ken.
Arlene.
Okay, Arlene, thank you. Go ahead, Ken.
Thank you for the report, LaVarne. What, in regular terms, what's the yearly rate of return with that San Francisco account? Because the 14.5% is over several years.
But no. It's right here. No. Our return, since we placed it in there on July the 1st, we've had a 19.5% return. Now, for the San Francisco Foundation, that was over 9 months. For the San Francisco Foundation Fund, their return was 14.3%. So that's
I can't be believing this. You're saying
well, you know what?
Like
we don't either. And you know, I'm so no. This is no. I do believe it. We can discuss whether we don't believe it.
We have the written reports we received from them.
In fact, I'll scan them and send them to you guys when we get further into the meeting. I'll scan the reports and send them to you.
No, what I'm trying to understand is, you're not talking about a yearly return of 19%.
Yeah, I'm talking about since we put the money in the San Francisco Foundation on July the 1st, 2010. We have received our return totaled $73,073.63, and that the so that's 19.5%. The San Francisco Foundation and their pool fund over the last 12 months through 3/31/2011, their return was 14.3%. So again, we were slightly higher.
Okay, I'll accept that. Just one last question on it.
Sure.
Are those socially responsible funds, those investments?
They say they are, but they're, I can get the complete document from San Francisco Foundation and share that also.
Thank you.
In order to make good on that check, we had to deposit the funds in San Francisco Foundation.
We had no choice.
Thank you.
We're at time.
Thank you, Ken. Do we want to extend for 5 minutes for additional questions for the CFO report?
1 minute. 1 minute, please, without objection.
All right, if there's no objection, go ahead, Campbell.
Okay, very simply, and I appreciate the report, but I was wondering if you could provide us with a written narrative that you gave us verbally along with the financial reports through April 31st of this year?
It's in the mail. I mean, it's in your email. I sent them out.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're quite welcome.